Agents are finally hitting production, but they're breaking every security assumption we've ever made. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 226. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today we're talking about why NanoClaw's partnered with Docker to completely rethink how enterprises deploy AI agents.
This is actually huge, Izzo. We're not talking about another chatbot integration here.
Right, because the problem isn't that agents can't do useful work, it's that the useful work is exactly what makes them dangerous. Boone, break down what's actually happening when an agent runs.
So think about it. The first thing any useful agent wants to do is install packages, modify files, spin up databases, create processes. They're not static applications. They're constantly mutating their environment.
And that breaks containers completely.
Exactly. Containers assume immutability. You build an image, you run it, it does its thing, it dies. But agents, the very first call breaks that model. They need full mutability and essentially a full machine to run in.
Which is terrifying from a security perspective. You've got this thing that can install arbitrary packages, access credentials, modify your file system, and if it's compromised or just misbehaves, what's stopping it from taking down your entire host?
That's exactly why NanoClaw's approach is so interesting. They've been arguing from day one that you can't rely on software-level guardrails. You need hard boundaries at the infrastructure level.
And now they're getting those boundaries through Docker sandboxes. How's that different from regular Docker containers?
It's micro-VM-based isolation instead of just process isolation. So when an agent breaks out, and Mark Cavage from Docker was refreshingly honest about this, he said when something breaks out because agents do bad things, it's bounded in something provably secure.
I love that honesty. No hand-waving about AI safety, just agents do bad things, plan accordingly.
Right. And the cool part is, it still feels like normal Docker to developers. You're not learning a whole new deployment model. NanoClaw can run inside Docker sandboxes with a single command.
That's the product genius here, Boone. Security features that are too hard to deploy just get bypassed. But if I can clone the NanoClaw repo and run one command to get secure agent deployment, that actually ships.
And it's not just about one agent. The real vision here is multi-agent orchestration. Gavriel Cohen from NanoClaw said every team will be managing hundreds or thousands of agents.
Which makes sense when you think about it organizationally. Finance needs different agents than sales engineering, different data access, different workflows, different blast radius if something goes wrong.
Exactly. And NanoClaw's architecture is built for that. It sits on top of Claude, adds persistent memory, scheduled tasks, messaging integrations across Slack, Discord, WhatsApp, each agent isolated in its own container runtime.
That's a B+ product strategy right there. Not trying to build one super agent, but infrastructure for managing agent teams, much more realistic for enterprise adoption.
What I really like is how this partnership came together. No money involved, no forced commercial alliance. A Docker developer advocate just got NanoClaw running in sandboxes, and it worked without any architecture changes.
That's the sign of genuine compatibility, not marketing engineering.
And Docker's being smart about this. They're not making it exclusive to NanoClaw. They see a broader market around secure agent runtime infrastructure. NanoClaw just happens to be the first Claw framework they're officially packaging.
Smart positioning. Docker gets to own the infrastructure layer while the agent frameworks compete on top. Classic platform play.
The timing makes sense too. We're hitting that point where agents are moving from demos to production deployments, and CIOs are asking the hard questions about security and governance.
Exactly. It's not enough anymore for an agent to write code or answer questions. The question is, can it do that while connected to live data and business systems without creating a security incident?
And the answer is increasingly yes, but only if you architect for it from the ground up. Defense in depth, secure foundation, secure framework, secure applications.
All right, so what should people actually go build with this? Give me the weekend project list.
First, clone the NanoClaw GitHub repo and try the Docker sandbox setup. It's literally one command now. Get hands-on with isolated agent deployment.
Second, if you're in an enterprise, map out where you'd actually want agent boundaries, which teams, which data stores, which workflows. The technical capability is there. The organizational design is what matters. And third, dig into Docker Sandbox's documentation. Understanding micro-VM isolation is going to be crucial as more agent frameworks adopt this model. I'm definitely adding that to my weekend project backlog. Of course you are, but seriously, this feels like infra's not